Before you die, you need to hear this. The truth is that everything you think you know about life is wrong. This isn't some sugar-coated self-help nonsense. This is raw, unfiltered stoic wisdom. Prepare to have your world turned upside down. Let's be brutally honest. Most of what you believe about happiness, success, and love is a lie. Society has sold you a fantasy, and you've bought it without question. It's time to wake up and face reality. You've been told that happiness is the ultimate goal, that success is measured by wealth and status, and that love will complete you. But these are all illusions, lies designed to keep you chasing a mirage while the true essence of life slips through your fingers. Look around you. People are more anxious, more depressed, and more disconnected than ever. We are drowning in material wealth but starving for meaning. We have more ways to communicate but fewer genuine connections. We've lost touch with the fundamental truths of existence. Do you really think this is what life is supposed to be? An endless pursuit of fleeting pleasures and hollow achievements. It's time to strip away the illusions and confront the harsh, beautiful truth. These lessons are not for the faint-hearted. They will challenge your deepest beliefs and force you to rethink everything you know. You might hate me for it. You might resist these truths. But if you truly want to live a life of meaning, you need to hear this. Brace yourself. This is going to be uncomfortable, but discomfort is the first step toward growth. Open your mind and let the journey begin. Lesson number one. Your comfort zone is your coffin. Growth happens only when you step out of your comfort zone. Comfort breeds complacency. You've been told that comfort is the ultimate goal, that a life free from stress and challenges is ideal. But here's the brutal truth. Your comfort zone is your coffin. It's where dreams go to die and where potential is buried alive. Think about it. How many times have you settled for a mediocre job because it was safe? How many relationships have you stayed in because they were familiar, even though they were toxic? How often do you choose the easy path because the hard one scares you? Comfort is seductive. It whispers sweet lies, telling you that you've earned the right to take it easy, to avoid risk, to play it safe. But what it doesn't tell you is that it's robbing you of growth, progress, and life itself. When you avoid discomfort, you miss the very experiences that shape you, build resilience, and reveal who you truly are. Look at the people who inspire you, athletes, artists, entrepreneurs, adventurers. Do you think they got to where they are by staying comfortable? Hell no. They pushed their limits, embraced failure, and stepped into the unknown again and again. Comfort is a lie. It's the slow poison that kills ambition, the prison that keeps you from reaching your true potential. If you want to live a life of meaning, a life that matters, you must be willing to be uncomfortable. You must take risks, face failure, and endure pain. Start small, take cold showers, speak up in meetings, approach that person you've been admiring from afar. Challenge yourself to learn a new skill or travel alone. Do something every day that scares you, something that pushes you beyond what you thought you were capable of. Remember, growth begins where your comfort zone ends. Each step out of your comfort zone is a step toward your true self, a step toward a life of purpose and fulfillment. Years ago, I was stuck in a dead-end job. It paid well and was easy, but I felt like my soul was slowly being suffocated. I dreaded each day but stayed because it was comfortable. One day I decided enough was enough. I quit without a plan, without security. It was terrifying, but that discomfort pushed me to discover my true passions. I struggled and failed, but each failure taught me resilience. Each struggle shaped me. It was only by stepping out of that comfort zone that I found a life worth living. Your comfort zone is your coffin. Break free and start living. The most profound growth often comes from the moments that challenge us the most. It is in those moments of discomfort that we find our true strength, our deepest wisdom, and our most authentic selves. Don't let the fear of discomfort rob you of the life you deserve. Lesson number 2. Expectation is the root of misery. Lower your expectations of others and yourself. High expectations lead to disappointment and suffering. We all have expectations. We expect our friends to always be there for us, our careers to soar, and our relationships to fulfill us. We expect life to go according to our plans. But here's the harsh reality. Expectation is the root of misery. Think about the last time you were truly disappointed. Chances are, it stemmed from an unmet expectation. You expected something or someone to be a certain way, and when reality didn't match up, you felt hurt, angry, and disillusioned. Expectations set us up for failure because they create a gap between reality and our desires. This gap is where misery lives. When we cling to high expectations, we enter a cycle of constant disappointment and frustration. The world owes us nothing, and the sooner we accept this, the sooner we can find peace. For years, I expected my career to follow a certain trajectory. I had dreams and ambitions and worked tirelessly to achieve them, but life had other plans. Promotions didn't come, opportunities slipped away, and I was left feeling bitter and defeated. It wasn't until I let go of my rigid expectations that I found true contentment. I learned to appreciate the journey rather than fixate on the destination. By lowering my expectations, I opened myself up to the beauty of what is, rather than lamenting what could have been. Lesson number 3. Friends are not forever. Accept that friendships, like all things, are impermanent. People change, circumstances shift, and that's okay. Let's face a difficult truth. Friends are not forever. You've been told that friendships are eternal, that true friends stick by you through thick and thin. But here's the reality. Friendships, like all things, are impermanent. Think back to your childhood friends, your high school buddies, or even your college mates. How many of them are still a part of your life? The reality is, as we grow and evolve, so do our relationships. This isn't necessarily a bad thing, it's just a part of life. We often place immense pressure on ourselves and our friends to maintain the same level of closeness throughout our lives. But this expectation is unrealistic and can lead to unnecessary heartache. People grow in different directions, their priorities change, their interests diverge, and sometimes they simply outgrow the relationship. I remember my best friend from college. We were inseparable, sharing dreams, fears, and countless late-night conversations. But as we entered the working world, our paths diverged. He moved to a different city, got married, and our lives became different stories. At first, I felt a deep sense of loss, as if a part of me was missing. But over time, I realized that our friendship had served its purpose. It was beautiful while it lasted, and its end didn't diminish its value. When a friendship fades, don't see it as a failure. Recognize it as a chapter that has ended, making way for new connections and experiences. Focus on quality over quantity. It's better to have a few deep, meaningful relationships than to spread yourself thin trying to maintain many. Most importantly, be your own best friend. Cultivate a relationship with yourself that is nurturing and supportive, because you are the only constant in your life. Friends are not forever, and that's okay. Embrace the impermanence, celebrate the times you've had, and be open to new connections. Life is a series of comings and goings, and each person you meet adds to your journey. Friendships, like all things in life, are transient. By accepting this truth, you free yourself from the pain of clinging and open your heart to the beauty of each moment and connection. Lesson number 4. Sacrifice is essential. Nothing worth having comes without sacrifice. you must give up something valuable to achieve your goals. In a world that constantly tells you to prioritize comfort and convenience, the idea of sacrifice might seem outdated. But here's the hard truth. Nothing worth having comes without sacrifice. You must give up something valuable to achieve your goal. Think about the most meaningful achievements in your life. Did they come easily, or did they require you to make tough choices and give up something you cherished? The reality is that sacrifice is the price of greatness. It's the currency with which we purchase our dreams. Sacrifice is not just about giving up something, it's about making room for something greater. When you choose to sacrifice your time, comfort, or resources, you are investing in a future that holds more value than your present convenience. I remember a time when I had to make a significant sacrifice. I had a stable job, a good salary, and a comfortable life, but deep down, I knew it wasn't fulfilling. I wanted to pursue my passion for writing, but that meant quitting my job and stepping into the unknown. It was one of the hardest decisions I ever made. I sacrificed financial security, social status, and a predictable future. But that sacrifice led me to a path of true fulfillment and purpose. Lesson number 5. Stop chasing love. Love is not something you find by searching. It finds you when you're busy living your best life. Society has sold us the idea that we must actively chase love, that it's something we need to seek out and capture. But here's a controversial truth. Stop chasing love. Think about the times you've chased love. How often did it end in disappointment, frustration, or heartbreak? The more we chase love, the more elusive it becomes because we're focusing on the wrong thing. Love is not something you find by searching. It finds you when you're busy living your best life. Stop fixating on relationships and love as the ultimate goal. Instead, focus on becoming the best version of yourself. Cultivate your passions, pursue your dreams, and build a life that you love. When you are truly content with yourself and your life, love will find you in the most unexpected way. In my own life, I spent years chasing love, trying to fill a void with relationships that never quite worked. It wasn't until I stopped chasing and started focusing on my personal growth that love found me. It wasn't forced or sought after. It simply happened when I was living my best life. Stop chasing love. Live fully, and love will find you. Conclusion. These truths may be hard to swallow, but they are the key to unlocking a life of meaning and purpose. Comfort is your enemy. Expectations are the root of misery. Friends are not forever. Sacrifice is essential. And love is something that finds you when you stop searching. Embrace these lessons, and you will live a life free from illusions, a life grounded in reality, a life worth living. Are you ready to face these truths head on? Lesson 6. The majority is often wrong. Just because most people believe something doesn't make it true, you need to question popular opinions and think for yourself. Let's talk about conformity. Society pressures us to follow the crowd, to assume that what the majority thinks must be correct. But here's a controversial truth. The majority is often wrong. History is packed with examples where large groups believed in something that turned out to be completely false or harmful. At one point, the majority thought the earth was flat, supported witch hunts, and condoned slavery. These are stark reminders that popular belief is not always an indicator of truth or justice. Why do we follow the majority? It often comes down to fear of being different, fear of standing alone, and fear of being ridiculed. But true wisdom comes from questioning, from challenging the status quo, and from thinking critically about the world around us. Don't let the fear of standing out stop you from seeking the truth. I learned this early on in life. Growing up, I often had doubts and questions about what everyone else seemed to accept without hesitation. I was labeled rebellious, difficult, or contrarian. But the more I questioned, the more I realized many accepted truths were nothing more than convenient misconceptions or outright falsehoods. This path of questioning led me to live a more authentic and fulfilling life. How can you apply this in your life? 1. Educate yourself. Read widely and explore different perspectives. Don't accept things at face value. Dig deeper. 2. Question. Popular opinions. When faced with a common belief, ask yourself, does this make sense? Is there real evidence to support this? And who benefits from this belief being widespread? 3. Surround yourself with critical thinkers. Engage with people who challenge you and encourage critical thought. Conversations with those who hold different perspectives allow you to grow and refine your own understanding. Be open to changing your mind. When presented with new evidence, don't be afraid to reconsider your stance. This shows strength, not weakness. Conclusion: the majority is often wrong. Don't be afraid to stand alone and be the voice of reason in a sea of conformity. It takes courage to question the crowd, but it is through these acts of courage that progress is made, society evolves, and you find your own truth. Following the crowd can lead you astray. Seek your own path, guided by critical thinking and a relentless pursuit of truth. Remember, thinking for yourself is the true path to wisdom. Lesson 7. Patience is power. In a world obsessed with instant gratification, patience is a rare but essential virtue. True power lies in the ability to wait, endure, and persist. Let's talk about patience. We live in a time where everyone wants immediate results, whether it's success, happiness, or love. But here's the truth. Patience is power. Society has conditioned us to believe that faster is better, that waiting is somehow a waste of time. Yet, the greatest achievements and the most meaningful experiences in life often require time. Think of nature. Trees don't grow overnight, and rivers don't carve valleys in a day. The most beautiful things in life take time to develop. However, we tend to forget this in our race to achieve and acquire. My journey with patience. I learned the value of patience through personal experience. There was a time when I wanted everything right away. Success in my career, fulfillment in relationships, clarity in my life's purpose. But every time I rushed, I stumbled. It wasn't until I embraced patience that I started to see real progress. I learned to trust the process, understanding that true growth takes time. How can you cultivate patience? 1. Set realistic expectations. Understand that meaningful accomplishments take time. Avoid the trap of wanting everything instantly. 2. Practice mindfulness. Be present in the moment rather than constantly looking ahead. When you focus on the now, patience becomes easier. 3. Embrace challenges. When faced with obstacles, remind yourself that perseverance is key. Patience doesn't mean passively waiting. It's an active, deliberate choice to stay on course. 4. Be kind to yourself. Don't rush your personal growth. Allow yourself the time to heal, evolve, and progress. Celebrate small victories and understand that setbacks are part of the journey. Patience with yourself is just as important as patience with external circumstances. Patience is not weakness, it is strength. It's the quiet resilience that keeps you moving forward when everything else tells you to give up. It's the peace that comes from knowing that time is on your side. Conclusion. In a world obsessed with instant results, patience is a superpower. It allows you to handle life's challenges with grace, focus, and wisdom. By practicing patience, you gain the power to shape your destiny. Patience is not just about waiting, it's enduring with purpose. When you embrace patience, you unlock your full potential, becoming more resilient and ultimately more successful. Final thoughts. Throughout this journey, we've explored tough truths and lessons that challenge us to see life from a new perspective. These lessons encourage growth, provoke thought, and inspire resilience. Life is filled with trials, triumphs, and transformations, and these experiences serve as guides. Struggle is part of the process, and it's okay to feel lost sometimes. The path to wisdom and fulfillment isn't straight. It's a winding road with unexpected twists. Embrace the journey, imperfections and all. Let go of the need for control and perfection, and allow yourself to grow at your own pace. Remember, the world is full of people navigating their own challenges. You are not alone. Draw strength from shared human experiences, but also find peace within yourself. These lessons are more than just words. They're a call to live deeply, to challenge yourself, and to find beauty in the struggle. Life is fleeting and unpredictable, but it's also incredibly precious and filled with potential. Embrace these truths. Let them guide you, challenge you, and empower you. Live boldly, love deeply, and never stop seeking the wisdom that lies within and around you. This is your life. Make it extraordinary. Thank you for watching, and remember, the journey is yours to define.